Well, hello, hello. Tatiana here, aka your tap out queen. I know it's been a while. I know the world globally, if that makes sense, is going through a lot of cray cray right now. So I've been trying to get back into my podcasting zone. And it's been hard, you know, but I actually was able to find an amazing person to share with me almost 2 hours of conversation for my P Square listeners, those who are passionate about the pussy and passionate about the penis. Tatiana, aka your tap out queen, has truly, truly missed you guys. I know for a fact that you guys are the reason why my very last two posts are doing phenomenally. My post, which is just great. This is the one that I actually posted in January 1st. It's called Oral Sex. Learn it, live it, give it. And again, my P Square listeners, thank you for tuning into my podcast, Auralicious, A Tale of Sex. Because you're right, I've come to the conclusion that we all have a tale to tell. And this is an open invitation for you to come on my podcast. I'm going to say our podcast now. To come on our podcast. That's moi, Tatiana, and my P Square listeners, to share your tale, because we all have a tale to tell. Also, my very second post I did at the end of January, which was my February post, actually, Open Buffet is soaring. Like, so these last two posts have been phenomenal. So I wanted to definitely bring a different flavor, just to also kind of break up the monotony, meaning femininity. And also, you know, I would like to have more males on the show to come in and share their perspective, what they feel or think about sex, oral sex. Is it still taboo in the 21st century? Is it now a requirement, which we know it is? Thank you, millennials. Love you guys, because you keep it real. Sucking dick, eating pussy is the norm now. Why are we playing games? Okay. So this episode, I actually got the name from the very opening of my guest. And his name is Anthony Ashanti. And he is, are you ready for this? Are you ready for this? He's a male escort. Yes. With a different flavor, though. Like, he loves loving on the female. He's a manly man. And he knows how to serve it up. He talks about his top clients or his clients, his clientele. And the first thing we spoke about, we introduced ourselves, whatever. And I said, so how are you doing, Anthony? He said, abso-freaking-lutely, fabulous. No one says that but moi. That's my word. Abso-freaking-lutely. So we're going to title this episode, Dick Absolutely. Because he shuts it down on so many different levels. Blew my mind. Love the conversation. So stay tuned. I'm going to get this edited right, get it up and running. If I make some minor errors, I promise to come back and revise it. But I definitely want to get it posted tonight. Okay, so stay tuned. Welcome back, my P Square listeners, those who are passionate about the pussy and passionate about the penis. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning into my podcast, our podcast, Auralicious, A Tale of Sex. Because again, I've come to the masterful conclusion that we all have a tale to tell about sex. But I have some good news though. I have to tell you, because I'm so enamored and in love with Toni Morrison. Love her. I have been watching her documentary called Toni Morrison, The Pieces I Am. Oh my goodness. Ugh. I cannot begin to tell you that, you know, I'm working on my amazing second book. Okay. And it's called ACES. It's an acronym for Annual Couples Enchanted Soiree. ACES. Right. ACES. Annual Couples Enchanted Soiree. The Underworld of Swinging. I cannot wait. It's going to be fabulous. Well, anyway, I've actually went back and I'm rewriting it to give it more depth, to give it more insight, to give it more color, to give it more character, to give it more personality, you know? And this is what I've learned just by watching this documentary, you know? And again, I just love her. I see what Oprah saw in her. Just brilliant with words. Words, she said, they should be creative, you know. And I'm doing a great job, guys. I have to say, I'm very impressed. Yeah. So I don't know when it's coming out. Hopefully, maybe this year, maybe. But you have 1,000 things that I'm actually doing, but good things that I'm doing though. So let us start this awesome interview with Anthony Ashanti, sexiest voice ever.
Hey, I am absolutely fabulous. How are you, Tatiana?
Hey, well, I love your voice.
Thank you. This whole thing, I've had it for years.
It's very compelling. It draws you in. And so first of all, I'm Tatiana Carrera, a.k.a. your Tap Out Queen. And I love your bio. I'm glad you found me. Did you get a chance to listen to my podcast at all?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I listened to the Christmas one.
Oh yeah, Santa, the red nose reindeer. Because I love writing, Anthony. Should I call you Anthony, Tony, Mr. Ashanti?
Anthony.
Anthony. Okay, great. Well, again, you know, and I want to say I'm somewhat desperate because I'm a pure feminist. I do not apologize for who I am. I love being a woman. Oh my gosh. Don't ever want to walk in your shoes, sir. I bow down to men. I love men with the respect that I just love a manly man. I just always, I'm not going to apologize. I'm a heterosexual female and this is my podcast. It's called Choices in Life. So The premise behind my podcast is because oral sex is still taboo in the 21st century. I find that beyond shocking because we know men love having their dicks up. So why are we playing games? And now with the whole millennials, it's a requirement. So I teach workshops to couples, singles, or whoever wants to delve into my class, how to tap him out, but also to get yours because I think sex should never be one-sided. So this is going to be a different type of segment for my piece for listeners because what's going on right now with this pandemic, I'm just tapped out. My brain is fried. I've been working from home. So I literally just got off my computer like 10 minutes ago and I'm like, I really got to get my brain saturated with making sure I give you the undivided attention your heart so desires because I'm going to pick your brain. I want you to be a storyteller in a sense that why you chose this profession, what brought you to your profession, but also we're going to say tap into the whole oral sex. And you also talk about that you are a straight male. Okay. And I think you and I both know that in the underworld of sex, because people don't think that they exist. It fucking exists. I'm sorry. That was a slip. I'm a New Yorker, so I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to keep it clean. However, there's a level of sex that I can't begin to fathom. I'm working on my second book, and it's a book about the underworld of swinging, right? But
the
my brand.
Underworld of swinging?
Swinging, yes. And listen, okay. I don't know if you only have an hour to spare, but listen to me, you know, because I love your voice. You have an open invitation to come on my podcast once a month if you want to, because I'm like a busy New Yorker. Like, I don't have time for this. However, I have a good audience, and it's called my P-Square listeners. And it's those who are passionate about the pussy and passionate about the penis. This podcast is for you. Yeah.
I love it.
Good. I'm just so excited because if you heard my podcast, it's kind of like a little one-sided. And first of all, it's so hard to get guests. And now that my podcast is getting a lot of traction, I'm getting offers now, which is good. But, you know, I have to slow down and embrace and give my P-Square listeners something. And because this craziness is upon us, all of us, I want this to be a very, very special episode, because I also know that your business also has been affected by this, right?
Yes, it has.
I know. Oh, we got to talk about this, babe. And too bad I don't have a cocktail to give you, because I also have my own moonshine. I don't care if they hear me anymore at this point. Okay, I need a cocktail, but I can't drink right now. So enough about me. First of all, how are you doing, Anthony?
Well, I am, as I mentioned, I am absolutely fabulous.
I love it.
Like everyone, I have to do things that will keep up my spirit, allow me to have a great attitude, my meditations, working out every morning, staying on task with my administrative work, and other things that I do just to keep myself in alignment.
Oh my God, stop it. Wait, I gotta stop you for a second. This had to happen. You know that. This had to happen. Let me explain to you why. So I'm all about, I think you get it. I'm all about the energy source. I'm all about the alignment. Like, I'm talking about the O alignment, like Oprah's alignment. And I'm learning that the more you meditate, the more you get in alignment with that energy source. So I'm going to stop for a second, and you keep going, because this had to happen between you and I. Are you aware of that?
Well, no, but I could see that.
Can you mention the morning line? People... Who the hell knows what that means? Are you kidding me?
I've meditated every day since I was 14 years old.
What?
Yeah, I've been meditating since I was 14 years old.
This is going to be a very special segment. Oh, my God. Okay, go ahead. Keep talking. Go ahead. I'm going to try to listen and not interject, which is hard to do, but go ahead.
Okay, so we talked about a number of things. So you're going to have to let me know what you want me to, what is it that you would like to know?
I can go on about quite a few things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, which is a good thing, okay, which is an amazing thing. And because I've gotten better with my interviewing processes, but because I want the rawness of you, and let me explain to you why. Because what has transpired has impacted everything that breathes. However, you said something so profound a few minutes ago, how you keep yourself positive, your mind positive, your inner self positive, and you do that through many ways. And I know one of the sure ways of being tapped into that good energy source, that alignment, or the law of attraction that follows through that, is because meditation is so important.
Yeah.
And I'm going to try to get this, because I'm sometimes all over the place. However, let me just start the introduction, read your bio, And then we're going to go from there, okay, because I don't want to miss out on that, your amazing bio. And then I'll introduce you again, okay? So we're going to start now.
Okay.
Hello, my awesome P-Square listeners. This is Tatiana Carrera, a.k.a. your Tap Out Queen. I know it's been a minute, but I also know that my last two posts have been doing extremely well. Oral sex, have it, want it, get it. I think that's the title, but I'll fix it anyway. Has like hit over almost 2,000 downloads. And also, Open Buffet has been a home run, and I'm so excited, and I've been trying to get my regions back together again to come back and share some more amazing tales. Because one thing I've learned, you know, the name of my podcast is called Oral. The name of the podcast is Oralicious, A Tale of Sex. And I know for certain that we all have a tale to tell about sex. And today's guest is, I can't even begin to tell you how honored I am, how I'm excited beyond so many different levels because Anthony Ashanti, did I pronounce your name right, sweetie?
Ashanti, yes.
Ashanti has taken time out of his amazing balanced life to share his time, his insight, his sensuality, and secret lives of women who are intrigued by what he does. And we're going to get into that. I'm going to leave a little bit of mystery there. Okay, so let me just give you a little bit of his bio. And, you know, we'll definitely talk about, you know, the platform that I have with Oral Sex Still Taboo, you know, and basically what he thinks is or not taboo. Okay, we're going to talk about that too. But we're also recording this during this pandemic that has totally shut down the U.S., the globe also, as a New Yorker, and also Ashanti, he's also in New York too. And it's just insane. I'm trying to stay positive and be hopeful, you know, but I'm self-contained. Are you self-contained, Anthony, as well?
I think that really that is the ultimate goal of all human beings.
That's beautiful. Thank you.
The higher that you go up, you want to be more self-contained.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Okay, so let me just get into your bio, Mr. Anthony Ashanti. Anthony Ashanti is a straight male escort, providing warm, sensual, and professional companionship to women only. Now, I need you to listen to, ladies and gentlemen, women only. A sensual warrior who's the world's first and only straight male escort, catering exclusively to women certified in bondage. Bondage. You can explain that later. And providing it exclusively to women. So bondage, and it's spelled BONDASSAGE. Interesting. He is a former publisher of the online magazine called Gigolo International. He has appeared on the various podcasts, True Sex and Wild Love, The Sexy Escort Guide, The Shameless Sex. Those are my girls, Amy and April. Love them.
Yeah.
They actually been on the podcast. Well, Amy has. Yeah, Amy has. Yeah, great. Sex Talk with My Mom, The Male Whore, Sisters of Sensuality, 50 Shades of Play Radio, How We Talk About Sex. Those are the podcasts he's had appeared on. So he has provided articles for high-end male companions to women, and it has been reblogged and redistributed worldwide. Anthony is formerly a trained chef in the U.S. and military. So let me make a note of that because I love anything about cooking and the military. So you're a military man. Thank you for serving. I really, like, humbly bow down. Thank you. He is a connoisseur of vegan vegetarian cuisine who delights in and preparing a succulent tasting dining experience for the special friend. He has a fervent love for the arts, studying ancient and indigenous civilization, human rights and justice, and the martial arts. Let's give him a round of applause. I definitely got to get my good clap in here for you. So welcome, sir. Oh, my gosh. Hello. Oh, my. Hello. Anthony, what's up, Dave? You sound sexy.
Well, first, I want to say thank you for having me on. It's always an honor for me to be able to share a part of my life and myself with others, and to help dispel some of the myths about and misconceptions about what I do.
Thank you for that. So we do have a lot in common starting out the gate, because the whole purpose of my podcast was literally to dispel the notion that oral sex is bad and disgusting. And we know that's not true. So I say kudos to you, because when I first got your email, the invite, or I maybe reached out to you, but again, I was very excited to get your response. And I was more intrigued about your line of work, because there is definitely a notion that I think you can even elaborate on, that there is, and I want to say negative connotation about male escort business. And again, if you would mind elaborating a little, and again, you have all the time you have to elaborate in your concept of why you think the negative connotation, or like you said, you want to dispel the notion of why it does have a bad rap that you get about the industry that you are in.
Okay. All right. First of all, one big misconception comes in the name itself. I spend time with women. I am a companion to women. We do quite a few things. In fact, sometimes I think of myself as a glorified boyfriend.
Okay.
What comes to mind to most people when they hear a straight male escort catering to women is a man paying women, a woman paying a man for sex. Mm-hmm. Now, personally, I have no problem with people. A woman paying a man for sex, or a man paying a woman for sex, or women paying for women for sex, or men, whatever one's slice of cake is. I have no issues with that. I do, and I provide much more over and beyond that. For men who get into this line of business, and not very men, although many men try to get into it, most don't have what it takes. And because they are trying to get something from a woman, I give of myself, I give of my time, I give of all of who I am. And if sex comes along into the picture, and more often than not, it does. That comes about. Now, every human being wants to have a connection with another human being. They want to feel a connection. They want the warmth. They want the, they want to feel something with another human being. We are social beings, we are sexual beings, and to the extent that one can open him or herself up to another person, that would that would actually tell us or satiate our partner to the extent that they can open themselves up and share that part of themselves.
Go ahead.
So that is what I do in my line of work. And really, there's really only about what, I guess, three straight male escorts in the whole North America that I respect, that have been around longer than I have, and they all know this. It's always much more than sex. I think that most women that engage me, they're looking for that connection. They're looking for that warmth. They're looking for that tenderness. They're looking to be satiated and to feel whole and connected with a man. Now, you know, most people would say, well, you know, why do you have to pay for it? I know most women don't quite ask that question. It's usually men that ask that question. But yeah, that, and the answer being, I guess I'll answer my own question, is that most men don't know how to interact well with women, either outside the bedroom or inside the bedroom. And that's why.
I'm actually taking notes. No, I'm taking notes to go out because I'm really, 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 I'm really intrigued. Reason being because, so I'm a published author. I wrote a book called Oralicious. The name of my brand is called Oralicious. It's a lipsticks first. You know, and I love the name, I love the brand, and because it talks openly about sex, especially oral sex, people try to put me in a box, you know, and the color of my brand, because I'm about the brand, the color, is a beautiful Tiffany blue. If you know about Tiffany, what we don't love Tiffany, okay? And as a quintessential style girl, okay, like the Stop the Cray Cray. However, I love the logo design so much I put it on my book. The name of my book is called Oralicious, the truth about oral sex, intimacy, and passion. And I get back to the basics. Like the very first chapter in my book is about kissing. And people are having sex and not kissing. So with that said, because you are definitely all about the sensuality, you're about the connection, you're about the passion. And I'm speaking to someone who truly understands what the connection means. It's not about the sex, you know, the intimacy, the warmth. So I'm into tantric sex. Most people can't even delve into tantric sex because there's always a rush, instant gratification.
Yes.
And
yes.
The energy is so, if you're connected tantric wise, you know, it's about the breathing, just making, being connected in the forefront with your partner, you know, and people normally, I can't, put it this way, I don't ever recall experiencing tantric sex with a partner I've had with the rush, like, I can't do it. Let's get the fucking, whoa! Because I know my body and how my juices flow. It's like the Victorian Falls. The pussy gets extremely wet. If you don't have good staying power, you're going to come, which annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know how to control that, you're going to be embarrassed. So right. Apparently you don't have that problem either because you know about the dance, the waltz. You follow me? Like you're not, it's not a rushy, rushy, rushy thing.
No. And that is also a big reason that most men really can't do this work. They are interested. Most men are interested in their own gratification. They want it as
quick
as possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And very few are genuinely interested in the gratification and the pleasure of the woman that they're with.
Very true.
And because of that, they tend to not make good lovers. Now,
So does that mean you're a good kisser?
Well, I have been told such.
Okay, because it starts with a kiss. I can tell from the very first time if one you're going to get past first base. If you're not a good kisser, I can't. No. And I learned how to become a good kisser at 16, where the butterflies came in the tummy. So because he messed me up, the standard, he is elevated to like the top of Kilimanjaro. If you can't kiss like this, my first chapter is kissing. I'm going to send you a signed autograph copy too. Awesome. So real quick. So on the cover of my book, there's a beautiful quote by Marilyn Monroe. And it says, "We are all born sexual creatures, thank God. But it's a pity so many people despise and crush this natural gift." Anthony, can you please help my audience, the P-Square community, those who are passionate about the pussy and passionate about the penis, can you please share in your own words, is this a natural gift?
Is sex a natural gift or...
As human beings, we're sexual. No, because we are all born sexual creatures. Do you agree with that? And if so, do you think it's a natural gift?
Are we sexual creatures? We are. There is a part of us that is sexual. In fact, even the great Kemetians, or as the Greeks called them later on, Egyptians, they say that the universe itself was created through an act of sex.
Okay.
You'll see, in the pyramids, you'll see all types of, eroticism. Yeah. Now, so in that respect, and of course, in order for men to be men, that sexual energy has to be there. It has to be there in abundance. In order for women to be women, that feminine energy has to be there. The combining of those two, the feminine and the masculine, I believe that it really is a powerful, powerful force.
But my question to you is, because I know there's a masculine and a feminine. However, you mentioned that if a man's sexual energy is not there and her femininity is not there, then it won't be combustible. But my question to you is, because see, I am very sexual, always have been, but I'm also very conservative. I also know that if I don't manage my sexual energy, I can't share it with certain people because they would not handle it. And I'm being honest with you. I would tell people, are you sure you want to do this? Because you would get turned the fuck out. No, I can't. I'm like, no, you're missing the whole point. I don't play with this. Like, your profession is something you are a subject matter expert in. You know how to love on a woman. I know how to love on a man. Guaranteed, hands down. However, even though I have my pure feminine energy, and, you know, because I'm heterosexual, so I'm looking at a male, but my question to you is that you mentioned her femininity and his sexual energy. Wouldn't you think also that she would have to have that sexual energy as well for it to be combustible?
Of course. The sexual energy, when the feminine and the masculine energy come together in a sexual scene or in a sexual setting, that combination is a powerful force in the universe and between.
I like that. And I have to say I truly agree with you because I went 10 hours, okay, because we kiss like animals. And people look at me like I'm crazy. And he said he's going to sue me because I mentioned my book. I'm like, one, you need to be grateful. They even have you in my book. I'm paying homage to your ass. One. Number two, I never mentioned your name. So don't get it twisted. However, it was the most amazing sex I ever had in my life because the connection was there. The energy was so beyond. I literally squirted almost because I didn't know. I'm like, I don't want to mess up his silk sheets. But the crazy part was that the kissing is what was the energy force behind that connection, and we just never let up. So my question to you is, how do you get into that realm, that energy with a perfect stranger? Unless you know this person for a while and you are on retainer? Question.
Nope. Well, that energy is always there. At least it is in me, and I have to believe that energy is always there in most people. It doesn't really take a whole lot, but people, as we've been talking about the energy in people, some people are just naturally attracted to other people. And when they come together physically, we see that something powerful can happen between the two.
Because of the attraction, am I right?
Even if we just talk about people physically, you know, we have trace metals in our, the human body has trace metals in it.
What do you mean trace metals? Elaborate on that. I've never heard that term.
Small quantities of metal in our bodies, mostly in our blood. The blood contains zinc, it contains calcium, it contains, what else? Those are only two that that come to mind right now. Copper.
And these are energy forces?
No, these are actual metals in our body.
Right. No, I hear you, but I'm saying.
Okay, now. Mm-hmm. All metals attract, do they not?
Mm.
If you took a magnet and go and put it on a piece of copper, you will see the magnetic force. It'll attract it to it. Likewise, people, depending upon how we vibrate with the other person, will be more or less attracted or attractive to that other person.
Ooh, let's stop for a second. Go ahead.
Some people know how to turn up that attraction. Just know how to ooze it. Mm-hmm. Generally, people call it sex appeal. When you can take your energy and summon it and push it out as you walk into a room, you're going to affect other people.
Your pheromones.
I'm sorry?
Your pheromones, that energy, the pheromones that scent that you give off when you walk into a room. And because again, I'm an attractive woman, you're an attractive man. You walk into a room and that magnetism just goes into overdrive. And I've actually had people like female friends, men always noticed the attraction that I give off. But women would go, like, you know, you're not like, tan. This is their insecurities. You know, you're tiny, you know, petite. Like, I'm like, bring your man and I guarantee I will turn him the fuck out. Because my thing is that don't look at a person on the outside, you know, because you have no idea what type of magnetism this person is giving off.
Yeah.
And I think that's a negative connotation that some women give to each other. Like, show the love. Because if you don't have that energy And I, like you said something so powerful. You said that we all have a sexual energy. We all have it. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know how to turn it on and feed into it, you're going to miss out a lot in your sexuality or your mm-hmm. sexual mm-hmm. prowess, whatever you want to call it, you know. But here's my question to you, because granted, this is your line of work. You do aim to please. So for me, I know that if I'm not attracted to you, you don't have a chance in hell. It ain't happening. This is me.
Mm-hmm.
How do you, when you meet someone, do you do the approach? They do the approach, but if the attraction is not there on your end, how do you still perform? Is it just about money for you? And I know it's not. Mm-hmm. You said it wasn't. But how do you perform?
Well, if I'm not attracted to a woman, it's really more about a connection. If there's no connection, then I don't see her. However, I can connect with any woman. On any level. And so
I like that.
I've never encountered a situation in which we didn't share a connection on some level. I've just never had.
So real quick, so you're telling me that you met someone and attraction was there. Because you and I both know, And I want you to be very candid with me. Everybody can't kiss, Anthony.
Okay. Well, let me mention this. And you used the term earlier, kisser.
Yeah.
Well,
kisser, absolutely.
That is what is considered a good kisser. Well, first of all, kissing.
That makes your energy slow. Your dick get hard. The pussy starts dripping loose. Okay, I mean, need I say more?
Okay. First of all, kissing is everyone doesn't kiss.
Right. I think it's crazy.
In fact, the way the kissing even came about, it was originally a European. Everybody on the planet that came from Europe. When they started to go around to different countries, or different parts of the world, like everyone else, they take their culture, they take their sexual mores and culture with them. And so it spread it. Still, not everyone kisses. Now, what's considered a good kisser is subjective. Some people don't like, tongue touching or opening of the mouth. Some people don't.
I feel sorry for them. I'm being honest with you. Because let me explain something to you, and I need to interject. Everything on our body serves a purpose. Okay? Everything. I don't care if it started in Europe, but here's the deal. The energy source, I believe, started before Europe. Okay? Everything on our body serves a purpose. Globally, we don't even have to speak. Music is a universal language. Kissing lips. We have over 10,000 nerve endings in our lips for a reason. Because our bodies were designed to have orgasms. Our bodies were designed to enjoy sexual energy, stimulation, and have orgasms. How you get there, everyone's different, I get that. But one sure way to get you to sexual deposit into your pleasure journey is sure way by kissing. Pecking is not kissing. Firm lips is an insult and not kissing. You can't get a dead person alive with a fucking firm lip or I can't stop. Because I know I'm a good kisser, okay? Usher sung about it, good kisser. It's because also our lips were designed to melt into one another. So we can get lost into our lips to make our energy flare up, get sexually excited and turned on. So how do you get turned on, Anthony? I'm a little passionate, sorry. Go ahead. I can't believe it. How do you get turned on?
How do I get turned on? Mm-hmm. The energy between us, the connection, flowing in conversation, laughing, caresses, kissing. That's a part
see,
of it.
See, good. You get a plus for me. I was going to say, okay, dude, you ain't kissing is a problem. Hey, guys, how you don't say you look like you're a good kisser,
well,
dude?
I'll, and I will let you in on something. I've had a couple clients that said they didn't want to kiss. I'm like, what? You know, I'm thinking to myself, what? Okay, no problem.
Okay, so you have nice soft lips?
I'm sorry?
I can't really see it in your pictures. Do you have really nice, soft lips? It looks
juicy. Do I have really?
Kind of. It looks like I hope. I'm trying to get I'm trying to keep my audience catching our conversation. So I'm asking you again. I'm going to ask politely, Anthony. Do you have nice, soft lips, luscious lips that women want to suck on? Question, sir.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm touching my lips now, and I'm thinking, you know, I really can't evaluate that. You know?
Okay, fine. Okay, P Square listeners, yes, he does. Okay, I'll help answer for you. He's so modest. God bless you. And listen, I truly understand. I really do, and I want to say thank you for allowing me to even go there with you. And again, when I teach classes about kissing, people don't want to kiss, and I'm like, okay. You can get a cold, faster shaking hands and kissing. Well, I don't. I said, because you probably don't know how to. So I teach a speech class on kissing. Because I think kissing is so important at the start of sex. No, I even did a video, got it on YouTube, but check it out, on the art of kissing. It's the jump start of a basketball game. It's like the kickball, you know, the start of a football game. A year in shoe sale at Saks, Neiman Marcus, or Bloomie. What? Yeah, you're not kissing, dude. You teach it. Because I love to kiss. No,
Well, what I find is that most women do.
That's a question.
Now, Let me point something out in terms of, and you talked about lips. Mm-hmm. It's very, very interesting that some parts, of the woman's vagina, the pussy, referred to as the lips.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Usher sung about. It's called a good kisser. So you're saying that there's like three. Are you in the top three or the other three? You're like number four in terms of a male escort. So here's the question: why do you call yourself a male escort?
Okay, all right. First of all, I could call myself. I don't really care about the name itself.
Okay.
I could be called XYZ, but for all I care, it's just that it XYZ would not, or whatever else other than the male escort, would not convey who or what I do, male escort, or at least straight male escort, or even gigolo, really conveys that I provide a companionship to women, a service to women, and only to women. So, if there was another word if there was another word that encapsulated that notion, I'd be just as happy to use it.
So do you date these women, or is it just like a one night and you're done and you keep it moving? Or do you have like reoccurring customers? Great question for my audience.
I do have some clients that I see on a regular basis, and I do have some onesies and twosies.
Okay. So there's a movie. Oh, my God. It's so great. There's a movie, and I hope you saw it. It's with Jessica Chastain called Miss Sloan. And she was a high-powered attorney, and she was tapping into a male escort. Yeah. So
I've never seen that. And in fact,
you have to see amazing.
What is the name of the movie again?
Miss Sloan, M-I-S-S, and then Sloan, S-L-O-A-N-E. I've seen it like 1,000 okay. times because it's so powerful.
Oh, wow.
It's excellent. It really is good. So okay. how many women do you think tap into the male escort, escort rendezvous? Because so like, you have like high-end clients.
What is your question again?
The question was, how many women tap into this type of rendezvous? And also, do you have high-end clients? Like, what I mean high-end can take, charter their jet, fly down to anywhere, Dubai, the Fiji Mountain, you know, islands, and fly you back. You don't have to hit something. It would be nice to hit my customer code, my client.
Well, okay. For your first question, I've lost count. I've lost count how many clients.
Okay.
I've had. I've been doing it, since 2011 and full time since 2013.
Okay.
The high end ones, I've never had any that had a private jet, but, when clients are not in a place where I happen to be at that time, I am based in both in New York and in Washington D.C. When I'm not in D.C. and they want me to be in, let's say, Las Vegas, then they will fly me to Las Vegas or wherever they happen to be, or wherever they would like to see me.
Mm-hmm.
Most of my clients, are, high-end executive, women, professionals, doctors, lawyers, CPAs, some are entertainers, women of means, obviously. And, what I find is that, like you, they want a man, they want a masculine man who is able to take control, of the situation and in and out of the bedroom to give her an amazing experience.
So all your clients is not into bondage? Is bondage?
Does that right? Bondage.
No, right.
No, not all of them, but the ones that requested, the ones that are intrigued about it, absolutely love it. And I guess this is probably a good segue to discuss what bondage is. Bondage is a trademark sequence of practices, implements, and techniques that intertwine essential massage with BDSM or kink practices. Now, essential massage is a massage. It's an actual massage. However, instead of stopping at the erotic zones, the primary, secondary, and tertiary ones, like most certified massage therapists are required to do, in essential massage, the giver doesn't stop there. In fact, they live there.
And wait, in essential massage, they live in the erotic zone?
They concentrate.
Okay.
They stay in the erotic zones, the vast majority of the time.
Okay.
Of the session. And so, so the sensual massage is, combined, because you can you can have a sensual massage without the BDSM techniques. So, the BDSM techniques, being sensory enhancement, where you take away one sense, like putting on a blindfold. And you may have seen this in Fifty Shades of Grey, or if you've ever done any BDSM. If you put on a blindfold, then you're taking away one sense, mm-hmm. and so the other senses become more enhanced. Touch becomes more, much more intense. If you do what's called edge play, where you take a woman, in my case, mm-hmm. in your case, a man, right up to the edge of an orgasm. Do not allow them to orgasm. You back it down. You do that a number of times where they just can't take it anymore. If and when you allow them to actually orgasm, the orgasm is so much more powerful. It's like, instead of shooting off a pistol, they just got a nuclear bomb.
Okay, well, that's fine. Wait, woo! Okay, woo! Because I practiced that, but I just never did it that way. But the question is, how do you get a woman at edge play? Because I guess there's a lot of communication going on, Anthony, because edge play, like you said, you get them to that close point of orgasm, and then you bring it down. Like, how do you stop a woman from having an orgasm and stop it, get it back to that point, stop again? How do you do that? Explain it to my peaceful listeners.
Oh, okay. Well, communication is a part, but really,
okay.
the guy should be sensitive enough to know when the woman that he's with is getting close.
Wait, back up. Okay, hold it. I'm sorry. Okay, wait. Okay. You're like the first person that I'm literally speaking to knows when a woman. Now, are you inside her?
No.
Or, okay. So, but the question,
well, I could be.
Okay, so you feel her muscles about to contract?
No.
Like, how do you know?
Okay, all right. Well, one is that, one way of knowing is mm-hmm. the way that she is twitching and tingling and her body is moving. She's mm-hmm. arching her back. Her moans, of ecstasy, are there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There are a lot of signs.
Guys,
but,
so you are.
And guys. Guys, if you're not sensitive enough to see those signals, you know, just tell her, you know, let me know.
Or
you can tell her, don't orgasm. Don't orgasm yet.
It's hard to tell a woman not to orgasm when she's on right on the edge. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, honestly, me, it's so hard for me, personally, it's so hard for me to, like, get there and then don't get there. And that, trust me, I love masturbation because I guarantee myself orgasms. And sometimes I'll play, you know, get there, bring it down, get there, bring it down. One time I did it so bad, like almost off the goddamn bed. However, it's hard for my partners when I've had them, to bring me to that point and take me down. I honestly, maybe three times, and if that lucky, because yeah, I'm going to orgasmic like in the worst way. Yeah. But by you saying that, you both have to be so in tune with that connection. Am I right?
No, I don't think necessarily so. It's great if you do. And, what I find is that, women, here's my philosophy. Women are naturally sensual.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get to the point where the sensuality is just starts to flow, it is not difficult at all to see where she's going. It really is not. And guys, if you can't see that, then you need to work on your own level of sensitivity.
Okay. So you're not into rushy, it sounds like.
No. Slam, bam, thank you, ma'am, does not cut it.
That's not you, right? So you are like a goddess. I can't say goddess, but you're like a Greek goddess of giving sexual pleasure to women.
Well,
like you believe in the orgasm of a woman.
I'm sorry?
You believe in the orgasm of a woman. That means that you eat pussy well, though. No? I'm being a little crass right now. Just trying to keep my audience totally engrossed. Are you an eater?
It's very, very interesting that most of my clients they don't request it. They don't.
Whoa,
they're not
up.
Really. Hold on. They're not really into it.
Oral sex?
When?
I'm flabbergasted right now.
By the time we get to the point, by the time that we do certain things,
okay,
she's been satiated so well,
okay,
that oftentimes she really wants me inside of her. She really wants my member inside of her.
Okay. Is this half your customers or clients, or majority of your clients don't like you going down on them?
No, it's not that they don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's more so that isn't necessary. That's not really what they are. That's not what they want. That's not what they are into.
About.
They are into the.
Just the fuck.
No. They're into the sensual experience.
And I think eating pussy is very much sexual, sensual experience. No.
I am in total agreement. But what I'm saying is that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Instead of that, eating pussy being being taken these days as the only way, as the primary way to start sex, to have an orgasm, I think it's just being overused. What I'm saying is that many of my clients, by the time, that is, how should I put this? They've been satiated. They've been touched. They have been moved in so many different ways.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even care whether or not it happens.
Okay.
They don't even care.
Wow. So I'm telling you right now, you can write this down in your book because you might want to include this in your journal entry. You are a nomad in the sense that you are a unique breed of a human being, because guaranteed heterosexual women are still lagging behind having orgasms.
They are what?
They're still lagging behind various other orientations in having orgasms. This is a known fact.
I've read many articles in that nature, and it doesn't have to be, but go ahead.
I agree to 1,000%, because basically what you're telling me is that women who you encounter, that the full package in terms of what you do to them guarantees them an orgasm without having oral sex. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're rare. And again, there's men out there like you, don't get me wrong, that knows how to please a woman without having him go down on her. Because that means that the beginning of the sexual energy is so combustible about time you get to the part of you entering her, then she's going to explode.
Yep.
Yeah, that's rare. to some degree. Again, kudos to most men who can do that. Kudos to most men like you, Anthony, who can build a woman to a point of no return with sexual energy, foreplay, whatever you want to call it, where about time you enter her, she's going to have an explosive orgasm. Yeah, that's somewhat rare. This is why oral sex is, and you mentioned that is overused, that we've got to talk about, because for women who are not having orgasms and men who can't bring them to that point, oral sex is a requirement. I want to make myself clear. It's a requirement. Go ahead.
Okay, like I said, that has never been my experience, so I wouldn't.
Because you're rare.
No, I wouldn't know. So
you're rare.
There was one other thing I wanted to mention, and that darn it, I lost my train of thought.
We were talking about. I was saying how rare you are that when you bring women to that point. Is you've already built them up where oral sex is, they don't even ask for it.
Here's another tip, guys. Foreplay. Most guys think of foreplay as, no, I got to do this thing in order to get inside of her. You know, let me get this done as quick as possible so I can get inside of her.
Mm-hmm.
No, brothers. Really, that part of the journey can be so much fun, even for you.
You talking about foreplay?
Yeah. Make it fun for you also.
So you're definitely into foreplay?
Of course. That's how you would get to... getting to that explosive point. So by the time that you do enter her, she just explodes and explodes and continue to explode. And, another point I wanted to make is, I think all women are multi-orgasmic.
Oh, I agree with you on that one. I like that.
You know, this is something
sorry for that noise in the background. You know, it's 7 o'clock, so everyone goes outside their windows or their homes or their roofs and they're making, so I apologize and I really don't want to shut them out because normally I am on my terrace, but it's okay. I hope you don't mind the noise in the background.
I got some of my own noise.
Thank you so much.
I have some of my own noise going on here.
But you hear it too. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Can we take just a second just to listen for a minute? It's like 1 minute. Not even a minute, but thanks, Anthony. I really appreciate that, brother. Thank you. Okay, so you were saying that most women are orgasmic.
Multi-orgasmic. And it's really a beautiful thing when it can happen. for women who, for which it doesn't happen, or even an orgasm happen for you. There is an alternative. It's unfortunate that I've had a couple of clients that contacted me in the past and, told me that they never had an orgasm before and have backed out, before because they became afraid and felt that they did not, deserve to have it.
They didn't deserve it.
They didn't deserve it.
No, stop it.
What I have tried to communicate, is that, of course you deserve it. And you should have it.
It does the body good.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, even the medical science even says that orgasms and having that much pleasure heals.
Yeah, really does.
And to the extent that you can
have them.
And to the extent that you can prolong that pleasure, you will be healed. So many things will open up for you. Even long before the bedroom, long after the bedroom session ends. What I wanted to also mention is that sometimes I found that as not only a straight male escort catering to women, but a man who has been with many women, as a civilian, quote unquote, or before getting into this line of work, is that some women are afraid of their own pleasure. They are afraid of letting go and allowing that pleasure to overtake them. Some men are afraid of getting to that point also.
But I think women are more so. You just touched on a very poignant moment here because I think a lot of women get in their way. Like, and this is why I teach my workshops, because our five senses play a major role in your sexual escapade. Again, everything on our bodies were designed for a purpose. Sight, sound, taste, touch, and smell. If you're not incorporating none of those in your pleasure journey, you're going to miss the mark on something.
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. Yeah, and I think it's just the condition of the mindset, because we do live in a patriarchal society, and it still is so about the male sexual prowess, where woman's sexual energy is not important. And now that we want to come out and have orgasms, it's a problem. Like, seriously. Don't do that. Yeah. And I think this is why. They've been conditioned not to enjoy their bodies, not to have orgasms, you know? Mm-hmm. And this is why I wrote my book. You know, I'm a feminist, proud of it. However, I also know that pussy rules.
In fact, all of my clients identify themselves as feminist.
Really?
Yep. And let me tell you why. Because they are taking control of their own femininity. They are taking control of their own sexual pleasure. All of my clients also see themselves as knowing that even though they make decisions all day, every day, you know, some, as I mentioned, are executives, professionals, self-employed, artists, they make some, and even the doctors, they literally make life and death decisions all day, every day. Guess what? They want need to do when we are together.
Mm-hmm.
They want me to make the decisions.
Mm.
They want me to set everything up. They want me to determine how things are going to flow so that they can relax.
Okay,
so that
like
they
that.
Can unwind and enjoy.
And that you come in as the connoisseur, the maestro, the conductor, mm-hmm. the chef for the evening, and just serve them.
Yeah.
I like that. So have you ever been... I love it. Okay. So have you ever been accused of being addicted to sex or a sex queen? Have you ever had that thrown at you?
Have I ever been accused of being addictive to sex or what?
A sex queen.
A sex fiend. No, mm-hmm. no.
Are you?
No. I love okay. sex. I enjoy it immensely, but
are you a Taurus?
Back in no, no.
Leo.
Back in the early 90s.
Okay.
I wanted to. I wanted to explore my. I wanted to work on my spiritual development.
Okay.
So, I stopped sex for 7 years straight.
Hmm.
So I went cold without it. Sometimes at the beginning I masturbated. Towards the end, just didn't masturbate at all. Just went without it. Sex has its place in a person's life.
Mm-hmm.
It's just unfortunate that many people think it, or feel, or act as if it is the all, in and all
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
of existence
mm-hmm.
of an adult.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Just like there are many other aspects of a
mm-hmm.
person.
Right. Absolutely.
Though one needs to balance that aspect mm-hmm. with all the others.
That's so powerful that you said it, because I really hate a cunt hound. I don't, you know, as a person who's truly tapped into my energy source, I don't like using the word dislike or, you know, whatever, or hate, because I don't hate anyone. But one thing I can definitely tell you, a cunt hound is such a turnoff. And this is why, like, when I
cunt hound?
Cunt hound, yes. Yeah,
I've never heard that term before. That's interesting.
This is like a New York thing, but it exists, okay? So I'm a person that I consider myself intelligent. You know, I love conversation. I love the theater. I love the arts. I love having great conversation. I love having debates, intellectual conversations, debates about politics, whatever. If you can't stimulate my mind, you're not going to stimulate me. You know, and I can guarantee you an amazing time. However, it's not about sex. We are so much mm-hmm. more than that. And I'm so
much
grateful
more.
To you, because when you opened up at the jump start of our interview, you talked about you're more than just the title of being a male escort. You know, you bring so much more to the person you're with. You know, many layers, depths. Where
mm-hmm.
you both are being stimulated on so many different levels. The sex to me is like the last dessert being served.
Yes.
You know what
yes.
I'm saying? Do you agree?
Mm-hmm.
Or what's your take on that?
I think that you are absolutely correct.
Awesome. Okay, you said you are a straight male escort, and you mentioned couples. So I need
mm-hmm.
you to elaborate. What do you mean by couples? Because are you doing threesomes?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So in threesomes, so this is my dilemma with threesomes. Okay. A woman and two males. When you're in the zone, Anthony, it's hard to stop and go, dude, I am not kissing you or touching you because, you know, there's time out. We're not doing that. When you're in the zone, you're in the zone. So I've shared cum before. And I did it with two guys. One guy was offended. I'm like, is your shit really? And I even warned him, like, you know, you ever thought about it? No. Okay, but you introduced me to tossing the salad. Like, I'm confused here. So anyway, when I did it, he was like taken aback, but he laughed about it and proud that I did it with him. Whatever, it was your shit. This last guy I did it with, it was so beautiful and so amazing. It just took us to a whole other level. Not what the guy I did the 10 hours with, but the one guy that I talked about that I shared cum with. And it was amazing to me. So my question to you is, when you're in a threesome, how do you keep the boundaries? I'm confused.
How do I keep the boundaries between the two guys? Okay, well, when I work with couples, I always let them know from the beginning I'm straight. I just reiterated. I just reiterated, and I let them know that my touch only extends to the woman.
So you make that very, very clear.
Yes. And so, by the second or third communication that we have, they know. But really, I've only met with one the whole time I've been providing companionship. I've only met with one couple where the guy was
eager. To salivate you.
He was bi. And he had already known, but he only watched.
Okay.
He did not participate at all.
Okay.
But I call that a couple also when the guy is present, even though he doesn't, get involved at all. Because I still have to do, the same thing. I still have to do the same things with him that I would do with the guy who was actually there with us. We still have to talk. We still have to dialogue. We still have to connect.
This is not a trick question, okay, Anthony? What I'm saying, when you're in the zone and like you're saying, you're communicating, you're talking, because the energy is in the room. Dude, the energy is in the room, Anthony. I'm shaking right now. The energy is in the room. How are you keeping that at bay? That's my question.
How am I keeping what energy in the room?
No, okay. You're in a threesome, and granted, you guys talked. And you just was very clear that you guys are communicating. Like, you're communicating with her, you're communicating with him. The energy is in the room. The sexual energy tension is in the room. Good energy.
Yes.
Good sexual energy.
Okay.
How are you keeping it at bay, dude?
How am I keeping the energy
at bay? How are you fighting off certain parts of the energy? That's the question.
Oh, I don't have to keep his energy at bay. He has to keep his own energy at bay.
I like that. Very good. Okay. No, you're creating clarity for me and my audience. Okay. How are you doing this shit?
He already knows that people won't get confused.
Okay.
I don't care what a person's orientation is.
No, I hear you.
It doesn't matter to me at all.
Okay.
What matters to me is my own. I have just as right to my bodily integrity as anyone else has. And, no one gets to invade that under any circumstances. I let them know that, I don't have to really even have to go there, with 99.9% of them. That if any touching occurs, then it stops short. I'm leaving. I may have to defend myself. But most people, like I said, 99.9% of the time, it never, most people know that I'm straight. I only deal with women. And that, even if a guy sort of thinks to himself, or even have the idea that, ha, 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 well, wait until he sees me, and, he's never gone there. Because it's not going to go well for none of us.
Wow. You know, I'm like loving you, dude, on so many different levels. I have to say, you know, I even came up with the title for this episode. It's going to be called Dick Abso-Freaking-Lutely. Love it. I have no surgery. You have an open invitation to come back, seriously, because you cleared up so much. But I have to ask you, I cannot let you go without asking this. Have you ever done the swinging community, the lifestyle? What's your take on it? Are you a regular?
I have not done it. I have had clients who are in the lifestyle. But me personally,
you don't go
I've,
as
not,
an escort with
I've not done it. No, I've never been invited as one. I've never been taken to one.
Really? That's a bull. No, I believe you. Hear it up. Because you're so hot and gorgeous and like, no, you're arm candy, dude. Let's keep it real, okay? You're arm candy. I was told that I was a unicorn. I'm like, whatever the hell that is. And I actually have a podcast episode where there's a couple called Carol and David. It's the sexy lifestyle. And David thought I was, part of the lifestyle. I'm like, no, dude, I'm a heterosexual female and I don't play that. I don't knock it. What I love about that culture, I'm not going to lie to you, Anthony, is that they're having orgasms. I'm about having orgasms, especially as a female. I get mine, but there's a lot of women that don't get theirs because there's a misconception based on sometimes what they think and where some men don't think that they matter. That's ridiculous. Stop the cray cray, you know. So how much more time you have?
I can stay on for a few more minutes.
Okay, because what I wanted to do, because I know I had asked, are you a good storyteller? So I would like you to share with my audience, my P-Square listeners, those who are passionate about the pussy and passionate about the penis. Can you give us like an erotic story or a story that you want to share that pretty much captures a night with you? If you want to. No names, just, you know, just you telling me a story that why I want to get with you, why I want to enjoy your essence, your energy, your lips, your body, your chocolate color. Ooh, cool, all that. Yeah, but I need you to tell me a story of why I should, like one of your encounters maybe?
Sure.
Thank you.
You ready?
Yep, I am.
So, this isn't the name of the client, but I'm going to call her Sophie.
Okay.
Sophie contacts me. She saw my website, and she was very, very interested in seeing me. But she wanted to speak with me first. She wanted to get a feel for my energy. So we talked for about 15 minutes, and we joked. I mean, it was very, very light conversation. She told me that what she wanted an adventure. She was having problems with her husband. They were not having relations, and it had been at least a year.
Ooh.
And she wanted some relief. She was going to be in town.
Ooh.
And she wanted to see me. Well, I told her what she needed to do, and I have some procedures that she needed to follow. And so she went to my website. She booked the time and paid the deposit. And so we dialogued a little bit more up until the date. The date finally came around, and I met her in the hotel lobby or where she was staying. And I wanted to play a little, make it fun for her, because I saw that she was nervous. And so I told her, well, you know, think of me as a stranger. I'm going to come up and talk to you as a man, talk to any woman in the bar. And it would be fun. So I see her at the bar. I let her know I was there. I approached her and I say, hey, how you doing? I saw you. You look very, very nice. That dress looks so lovely on you. Nice matching with the shoes. My name is Anthony. I'm going to sit right down next to you and flirt with you for a few minutes. So we were talking. She asked me what I was drinking. I don't drink. So I just say, oh, yes, orange juice. So she had a glass of wine, red wine. And so she asked me, what is it that I do for a living? So I told her, I take my hard drive. I work in IT. I take my hard drive. And I place it in women's computers.
You got me tingling, but I love it.
Why only women's computers, she asked.
I love it.
Well, you know, men, they don't have the right equipment. Their computers, I just know, because I'm a man, that their equipment is incompatible with mine. And she was saying, I don't quite, you know, get that. Well, tell me about your hard drive. Well, you know, it's hard. It has a lot of capacity. It's a solid state.
I knew you were a great storyteller. Okay, sorry. All right, T Square. Sorry, answer. I'm impressed, brother.
It has multiple gigabytes of storage.
I love it.
And it lasts for very, very, it lasts for a very, very long time.
Oh my gosh, it was Sophie, intrigued too and laughing at the same time. I love it. Brilliant, man.
So, you know, we're dialoguing, she's laughing and everything, and she says, well, you know, my computer has, you know, been having some problems. You want to come up and, you know, take a look at it and fix it? Sure. I'd be happy to see if I can repair what's going on inside of your computer.
Okay.
So
I'm loving it. I'm going to put this on tonight. I'm going to try to upload tonight if I have time to edit it. Love it.
So I get up there, of course, to take a look at her computer. So I explained to her what we were going to do. I was going to massage her computer, starting off. So, you know, I gave her a massage, very sensual. I undressed her, told her what position to get into. I set up the nuance of the atmosphere, the ambience. Is what is one of the things that I do with clients. So I set it up with candlelight and incense and that sort of thing. Aromatherapy. And
you do
so
all that? Wow.
My clients get the full treatment. And so I start on the things that I do with clients, just to get her relaxed, the massages, just a regular massage, and I slowly but surely increase the intensity of her pleasure. I went to many of her different erogenous zones. I kissed the back of her knees. I kissed her, of course, on the neck, on the earlobes. I went down and let my hands wander all over her tush, on her pussy. I really paid a lot of attention to her pearl as I was going up and down with her. On my hands, I let my lips and tongue use some of the walking also. And I continued with the massage, and I started to concentrate more on her erogenous zones that she continued to move and squirm under me. And moan and arch her back, and so many explosions.
Okay.
And that was just one half of it. I wasn't even finished with the massage. So we're now in probably in the first hour.
The massage is just a massage?
Well, it's not just a massage.
Oh, correction, sorry.
I asked her, you need to take a break. She says, no.
Really?
And as I said, okay, well, I'm finished with that part. There's another part I need to do. She says, no. She, at this point, tore my clothes off. I start to take them off a little bit. She just starts to rip them off.
Okay.
And she says she wants me inside of her.
So she couldn't wait for the other gift you were giving her. She wanted the main course. Okay.
She wanted the main course.
Okay.
And so of course, I'm happy to oblige her, and so we go, and I remember I mentioned earlier that all women are multi-orgasmic.
Yeah,
and that I find it very easy to do because I know foreplay.
Mm-hmm.
And they just, the waves just kept coming. The waves continue to come and come and come. Well, I guess that's that's an intentional pun.
Oh, no, I got it very well.
And so we continue to enjoy one another's bodies.
Okay.
At some point, she needs to rest. She says she needs to rest. And so we rest a little bit, but before she gets too cold, we mm-hmm. have to keep going. We have to keep going.
Okay. Your request or hers? Because, you know,
no, that's mine.
Your amazing story. But as a man that truly loves the art of a woman, and I'm going to say that to you, when you enter a woman at a point where she just wants you, are you, and I'm not taking nothing away from the artistry of what you give forth, Anthony, but you as a man that loves a woman, a woman'sness, a woman's lotus flower, when you enter her, are you enjoying the feeling of it, or you're acting to get, you know, to give her what she wants? But, 'cause are you enjoying it too?
Of course.
Okay. So it's not a thing?
No, not at all. In fact,
thank you.
One of the things I learned to do early on, as a man, and this was even before I became a companion, was to delay my orgasms. There's a lot of different techniques, and you mentioned tantra. I do know that there are many different tantra techniques to delay orgasm for both men and women.
Wow.
Many people don't know that many of what we call the sexual arts, and tantra is one of the, sexual sciences. I guess it's an art and a science. Is that many of them have been created for the purpose of using that sexual energy, having it build up so much that one or both, the male and the woman, can go into what's called an aesthetic trance. In that trance state, people are able to connect not only with one another, but with different beings in different realms, dimensions, worlds, the spiritual world. Some people become clairvoyant. Some people are able to be a medium, being that this being is inhabiting their body to give people admonishments or advice or divine messages. You know, sex is extremely broad. We can go on one end of the spectrum is just for our own gratification and pleasure.
On the opposite end are some
of those spiritual or otherworldly experiences. And everything, and then there's everything in between. I think that all of it is good. Wherever you want to be on those, spectrums, you know, I think all of that is valid.
It's just so powerful that you say that, because I have to have you back. Because the only reason why, one, I love your mind, I love your candidness, I love your authentic, you're so authentic, you know, and you're very transparent, you know. Because one thing I can definitely tell you, Anthony, is that there's a whole nother dimension of sex that many people have yet to tap into. I'm not talking about the lifestyle of swingers. That's a whole different element. That's a whole different dimension. One which you just tapped on is a spiritual type of tantric energy. That many people have no idea how deep that is. And I met a character, and I really was hopeful because, why I was hopeful with him, Anthony, because the connection that I felt was so unreal. And I couldn't get him to calm his fucking energy down. I got to curse. Because I'm like, if you just knew dude, because the connection was there, but he was so fast-paced, instant gratification, that it was just all about him.
Mm-hmm.
That he never, ever got to really know the depth of what we could have accomplished sexually. Because I would tease him on things he would ask me to send him or do. And it would turn me on, but it got him so bent out of shape. And I just said to him, if you don't have something solid in your relationship, and he was basically into he wanted to tap into the lifestyle of swinging a little bit. I think that's what him and his wife used to do, but he's never admitted that. However, he thought that was what takes you there. I'm like, no, it's something so freaking vast. You have no idea. And this is why people who are into bondage or BS, and you know, that, because I think that's another scratching of the surface of the spiritual tantric type of level of sex. And people really like kind of shun their mindset about BDSM. And again, I think we have to stop putting negative connotations on anything sexual. If this is why I think, and I did a podcast post about shame-free sex. Regardless of what your sexual orientation is, whatever it is that makes you happy sexually in your life that's not offensive or affecting children or doing crazy shit, but keeps you sexually happy, go for it. Who are we to make you feel less than? So, you know, BDSM or swinging, tantric, or whatever, what floats your boat and makes you and your partner happy, go for it.
Yeah, as long as it isn't helping, hurting anyone.
Right.
Now, I will say that that sex is cultural. Some cultures say that you shouldn't do X, Y, Z thing, or limit, different aspects of sex. Some cultures, for instance, I remember reading a book by Jomo Kenyatta, the first, president of Kenya. And his ethnic group is the Gikuyu. And, what he said was that, it's taboo for the Gikuyu to, have sex from behind. So,
anal sex or just
no,
doggy style.
Just doggy style. I was thinking, doggy style. Or, yeah, anytime a man is entering a woman from behind, it's taboo for them. So, if you're a Gikuyu man or woman, that probably would not fit well with you. You probably have something inside of you that says, and that's fine. A culture can define, it's their right to define what they think is good and bad.
Right.
Every group of people on the planet, every ethnic group does that. That's their right.
Right.
However,
patriarchal societies do it now. Go ahead. That's a fucking look like.
If, as long as, two people, I guess, are doing what is considered culturally fine and, or even if they consider what isn't culturally fine, okay. And as long as they're not hurting anyone, anyone else, I think that it's all good and it should not be just.
No, I agree. I agree too wholeheartedly. And the sad part about it, like, when I think about the swinging community, I talk about them often because one thing I do believe that they do, that most married couples are not getting or doing, are having orgasms. And regardless of how they're getting it done, they're getting it done. And the crazy part, Anthony, that community is vast. You would not believe how many people are tapping into that culture. Oh, I can't even get to tell you. I'm doing research because I'm writing a book about it. But it's like it's a fiction novel. You know, it's like not real, but it's just really a fucking amazing because I'm writing it, of course. But I find it so intriguing. And I'm talking about, it's vast. It's totally vast. But I want you to tell my P-Square listeners how they can find you.
Okay. You can find me on the relevant social media. My Twitter is Anthony Asante, and I'll spell it for you, Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y. Asante, A-S-A-N-T-I. My Instagram is anthony.asante. My Facebook is Anthony Asante 1, the number 1.
Okay.
You can also go to my website at anthonyasante.com. Oh, I should probably say HTTPS. colon, I guess, is that a forward slash or backslash? I think it's a forward slash.
It's a forward slash, yeah. I'm going to post on my, probably put on my website, and I get up there, but definitely when I post this on my episode, because I'm actually on Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, Link, TuneIn, definitely Apple. I have like 7 different outlets that love my podcast. Yeah. But again, you know, people are still very, it's still taboo. Oral sex is still taboo in the 21st century, but I think it's a freaking joke. Anyway.
Well, you know, some people have lots of sexual hang-ups. You got to remember that.
Good point. Excellent point.
Most people in this country, many people in this country identify as Christian, and Christianity has some very, very huge limitations on sexuality and how it is to be done, and they really have demonized sex and
mm-hmm.
and women.
Very true. Very, very, very true.
In the various versions of the Christian Bibles. And a lot of people have taken on or have internalized that shame. And it's unfortunate, but that as well as probably their upbringing, their parents, and perhaps even some of their own experiences or lack thereof when it comes to sex shapes how they view certain things, including oral sex.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I can talk to you forever. Thank you for your beautiful story, Sophie. Love it. I knew you were a good storyteller, but again, also because we've gone through so much with this stupid pandemic, and I wanted to just have a great conversation, and I truly enjoyed it immensely.
So
and
good.
To my P-Square listeners, those who've been tuned in, I hope we turned you on and tucked you in, because Anthony Asante has been phenomenal. He, again, is a sensual warrior and straight male escort, champion for the demanding woman and couples. And this episode is going to be called Dick Absolutely. So I'm excited about that. You know, I hope you truly enjoy the hard times. Okay. Cause I truly did. You know, I'm going to do an amazing write up, but again, I want to give you also, his information. What about your phone numbers? Am I allowed to give that out or no?
Sure. Sure. 202, 643-8034. 202-643-8034. Now, please, 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 do not text me. I'm not a texting person, and I found that, it takes up too much time, trying to do things via text, and most of the time it's someone who's trying to waste my time. So I don't respond to texts until you have booked and you've been and you pay the deposit. So
okay, excellent. And again, I will. What I will do, I will not include your phone number on. On the written description of the episode. You know, if they want to listen to it, they have to listen to the whole damn thing of almost 2 hours long and get it again, okay?
Well, they can. It's on my website. I'm just making that caveat that if they text me and thinking they're going to get a response, I'm just letting them know that, you know, they would not because early on, I wasted so much time dealing with texts, and you know, I just wait until I find that someone is serious. And I have clients. If I spent my whole time with texts, I wouldn't have any time to service my clients. So.
No, I hear you. So I do take it you do love what you do.
Let me put it this way: I always say it's the best fucking job I ever had.
With that, and if you, I would like to please, I love that, thank you Anthony so much, if you can leave 1 ounce of positive motivation for my P-Square listeners, those who are passionate about the pussy and passionate about the penis, what would it be?
It would be to treat the whole romance or dating or seeing one another as a dance. I hate it. I hate the whole notion of men fighting with women, women fighting with men. It really is not supposed to be this way.
It's a beautiful dance.
It's a beautiful dance. Treat it as such. I hear men talking all the time, like they just hate women. And I hear women just berating men. It's so unnecessary.
Yeah, just we know that. No, I agree. And one thing I talk about often is that all we have is love. And when you operate in the energy source that I know about, he only operates in love. And if you're not tapping into that love, you're tapping into something other than love that's toxic, that does the body harm. And sexual energy, I can't even talk about what the fuck you're trying to do with that, you know, without love. So again, it's also just loving your neighbor, talking to you. Love I have for you. There's respect. You know, how do you don't do that or have that with one another? Like, stop it. You know, so maybe it's just, the thing that's going on is making us to reflect on the value of life and how life should be cherished and respected, you know, on so many different levels. Mm-hmm. So, sir, I want to say thank you to my P-Square listeners who've been tuned in, turned on and tapped, and I really hope you enjoyed this amazing conversation with Anthony Ashanti. He is, again, a central warrior and a straight male escort. And he is a champion for the demanding woman, and he doesn't shy away from none of that. You know, he loves the feminist. He loves respect and revere her on so many different levels and knows how to serve her well. So on that note, we're going to definitely stay tuned for our next episode, maybe next month. I would love to bring Anthony back to share some joy with us. But Anthony, again, thank you, my dear.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure and an honor, and I would love to come back. Take care.
Excellent. Thank you. And I'll definitely hit you up, send your email so I can send you an autographed copy of my book, Oralicious, The Truth About Oral Sex, Intimacy, and Passion. Because, maybe my piece for listeners was looking for something more different. So hopefully you guys will leave me or send me an email at asktati@gmail.com or asktati@oralicious.com what more you would like us to talk about, because I would definitely love to have them back. Cool.
Okay.
So, sir, you've been awesome. And I want to say God bless you and thank you for sharing that alignment of good energy.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And God bless you, Sweet No Sissy. Thank you very much. Now I'm just going to be in touch, Anthony.
All right. Bye.
And I'll send you the link to the episode as well.
Sure. Okay. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.
So I hope you truly enjoyed the taping of episode Dick Abso-freaking-lutely. Thank you for tuning into my podcast, Auralicious, A Tale of Sex, to my awesome, 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 amazing, amazing, amazing P-Squared listeners, those who are passionate about the pussy and passionate about the penis. Thank you, thank you, thank you for staying to the end. Yes, again, thank you. I'm humbly grateful. And also, don't forget to subscribe to our podcast, Auralicious, A Tale of Sex, because we all know everyone have a tale to tell about sex. This is an open invitation for you to come on my podcast and share your tale. And don't forget to leave your candid comments. Remember, ask Tati at auralicious.com, ASKTATTI at gmail.com or ASKTATTI at auralicious.com. Yeah, good. And follow me on Twitter. Yeah, I don't do Instagram anymore. They're lost. So again, stay tuned for my upcoming guests. My goal is to bring the Rare Gems back, so because we really enjoyed them as well. So again, Tatiana signing off, aka your tap out queen. Thank you.